You know, a letter you sent out to your constituents last night, you described the new omnibus spending bill as a huge, ridiculous mess.
Yeah. Only in Washington can we screw this up. I've been working on my church budget and finances, and when we don't bring in enough money, we got to find ways to cut. We just don't do that. One reason is we have our mandatory spending really off budget. It's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security is not part of this fiscal debate, but it is a driving reason that spending is out of control because people are just living longer. Everybody understands that. So you have to actually make some changes. But in the meantime, we have real needs to strengthen our military. You follow these accidents, and there have been terrible ones over the past 2 years, and most people point to equipment and training lacking, and not only the deployments all over the world that I think most Republicans and a lot of Democrats support it because we know that the military is in crisis over the sequestration and really the 8 years of the Obama administration, and we have to fix it.
Well, I think when you talk about this, when I read it in, I guess, the most prolific areas of the Pacific Fleet when it comes to military preparedness, and that's been manifested by some really hard-to-believe accidents.
Yeah, hard to believe. I'm not a Navy guy, so those are pretty big ships, and they have a lot of technology, and for those things to occur, it just causes you to scratch your head and wonder what in the heck's going on. Again, a lot of people point it to either training or maintenance, and there's no doubt that we needed to do better for our men and women in harm's way.
$4 billion to combat the opioid crisis, $81.5 billion for care of our veterans, $21 billion to improve nation's roads, bridges, railways, waterways, critical infrastructure. But other people would take exception with funding for things, well, and I did. I've seen them talk about it over the weekend. Planned Parenthood in particular being pointed out. Why?
Yeah. Well, the Senate, of course, not in... In the House passed 12 appropriation bills, and, of course, in those bills, everything that the conservatives didn't like about the Omni, we didn't have in our bill. So it goes to the Senate, they have the 60 vote, and that's why. Now, remember that is for administration of the Medicaid program, and, Illinois, we've got a state that legalizes by statute Medicaid funding, where really the federal money in most states... It is distributed to Planned Parenthood for operations and stuff, and money is fungible. So we are guilty of that, but we just couldn't pull it out with the Democrat minority and the 40 vote aspect of the Senate.
You know, when it comes to this, when you look in here, there was concepts from to baseball and how much baseball players are paid in minor league, the Preserve Our American Pastime Act, deals that dealt with whether restaurants could skim the tips of waiters and waitresses, and the Senate operation budget, I think, went from, what, $43 million to $119 million?
Yeah, let me tell you how this goes down then. And I was trying to talk to our leadership about this. So when the Senate, when they say they've passed bills, they haven't really passed them on the floor. They've just agreed to them in their subcommittee, like the finance subcommittee and the energy subcommittee. It never goes to the floor. And I was asking my leadership, why in the heck are we negotiating with senators and Senate bills that haven't even passed the floor? So now when we get to this point of time, every senator has, you know, an ask that the way the Senate operates, they just keep throwing things in until they buy they buy 60 votes of the senators. And that's exactly how it works. Now, could we have just said no and could we have voted no and then government would have shut down on the 23rd? Again, Secretary of Defense Mattis says that is absolutely the worst thing that could happen to the military. But for the president, to his credit, pointed this out. He says, this is obnoxious. I'm not doing this again. And we applaud that, and we don't want to do it again either. We'd like the Senate to do regular order and get bills through the Senate floor and negotiate from there. and then really clearly identify and hold people accountable for these insertions that have come in at the request of Senate Democrats.
One point.
And Republicans, I should say.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm an equal opportunity blamer on the Senate, the Republican and Democrats. They just buy off votes.
$1.3 trillion choke a horse. They'd be the Southern colloquialism there. That's a wad of money. It's just too much. It scares people. I think it's intimidating. And this call for conservative, we get conservative legislators. Why aren't we seeing a more conservative sum?
Yeah. Elections have consequences. I don't know what to tell you other than that we did a lot of stuff we said we weren't going to do, and that was increase the debt. And by definition, the deficit, by definition, increase the deficit. But again, the needs, if you look at the increased spending for the military, remember, and you followed this closely, so when we had the budget agreement, it was $2 for defense for every $1 of other than defense spending. What Democrats really wanted was a dollar for a dollar. So we negotiated down. Just think what they would have done in some of these items had we not negotiated down to a 2-to-1.
Right. John, before I let you go, Saturday, the gun march, gun control march, school violence march, it had a lot of names that it was called last Saturday. You've seen the statements, we're going to start a revolution, we're going to vote you out. If you're an NRA supporter, we're going to better get your resumes ready. You heard the rhetoric. What now that we've had some time to process Saturday and what was said, your thoughts?
Well, I make no bones about it. I'm a strong Second Amendment supporter. I'm proud to be supported by the National Rifle Association. And the Second Amendment is his first, as important as the first. So the Bill of Rights was written into the Constitution to protect individual freedoms and liberties. And so the Constitution also says that people have the right to collectively organize to air their grievances. That's what happened on Saturday. And these folks can collectively organize to vote in or vote out anybody they want to do. I would say, they should be feeling power to do this. That's part of our constitutional republic. I'm happy to have this as part of the election cycle. And I know where my district is. My district are strong Second Amendment supporters. And I'm happy and proud to be able to stand on that position.
Well, clearly the tone is changing, at least with a select group over there saying, we're going to vote you out of office. So not saying John, but that basically that general chant that was coming and the NRA, have they taken a disproportionate level of blame on this? Because that's kind of my takeaway after Florida in particular and knowing the mishandling, and that was a direct result of law enforcement in Broward County. But suddenly the NRA is the collective whipping boy of gun safety in this country, even though they had no participation. When you look at the cause and effect of in Broward County, we're talking about somebody who was warned repeatedly. The law enforcement got phone calls, but yet the NRA is underneath the heel of the gun control marchers.
Hey, listen, I was fortunate to have all three of my sons over last night. There is nothing I don't think more precious than your children. And probably nothing that a parent will defend as much as the children of their individual families and
right.
their friends. So I'm not gonna dispute the angst, the agony, the frustration, the sadness of that. But a lot of people also were very protective of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and when the emotions will ring high for a long time, but I still think the Constitution and its basic principles are solid and they have lasted the test of time over multiple generations.